Finally getting nicer, even though we still have like 100 feet of snow outside. But, you know, it is April in the cabin. Welcome to it. I hope everybody had fun. April Fool's Day. We had fun with that the other day. We'll have some April Fool's Day fallout for you on the show today. Also, lovely Marie joins us as we ask, are they not dateable? That'll be coming up. Bad movie cliches. Things we do in the shower. A douche in a 4x. All this week on the podcast.
Live from Crapper Creek, Alaska, the podcast.
All right, so Wednesday was April Fool's Day. And as you know, Radio Notorious, we love April Fool's Day. We take it very seriously. Over the years, we've had some great pranks. No, the space shuttle is not landing at the airport. The international air, that didn't happen. No, we didn't really give toddlers tattoos. That was a good one. And yesterday, no, we didn't really, we weren't really selling 95 cent gallons of gas. If you notice, when we had the bit with Raleigh, every time he gave the location, we'd have like a loud car sound. We never really gave the actual. And then we said we had a map up, and it was of a map of that horrible GARS intersection just out of Fairbanks. And no, dihydrogen monoxide is not going to, it's not, it's water. That was the one that got me in the most trouble over the years. Homeland Security even called. What scares you more, the fact that I did a prank, told people dihydrogen monoxide is dangerous and is in schools and buildings, or the fact that Homeland Security didn't know what water was? But now, here's the thing. If you want to pull off a good prank, there's rules to follow, particularly on radio. In the morning, number one rule, never mention it's April Fool's Day. You don't mention it on April Fool's Day. That gives it away right away. But there are some other ones you may not have known about. Following the unofficial rules can make your prank funny and not annoying. The noon deadline. Did you know there's a noon deadline for pranks? They got to be revealed by then. Anyone who attempts a prank after midday is considered the April Fool themselves. Do no harm. That's the other one. Don't hurt anybody. A little inconvenience is one thing, but no distress or actual destructive harm. Avoid causing anxiety like fake health issues, telling someone that a beloved pet is missing. No, you don't. Reveal the prank. A successful prank should be followed by the reveal. This marks the end and clarifies that the situation was a joke. My daughter has pranked my car. Ryan, Bunny, who's on the weekends, has pranked my office at work almost every year. She was gone for a few years living in Japan, so I had to No, 1 year it'd be balloons. 1 year my entire office was sticky notes. This April Fool's Day, it was filled with boxes. I mean, filled with boxes. Huge boxes, hundreds of, and inside the boxes were other boxes, and in those boxes were items from my office. But I anticipated this, and before I left, I went over to her car by her cabin, and I filled her car with wine bottles. Because it's a funny prank, and Maria and I have a drinking problem. No illegal activities, and target wisely. Make sure you know who you're targeting. There's certain things you don't want to hear on April Fool's Day. Yeah, the joy buzzer triggered Nana's pacemaker. See, that would backfire. Well, since I misplaced the rubber poop, decided to use the next best thing. I don't get it. The package said the knife would retract. Wow, that snake popped out of that can of chips pretty hard, didn't it? Thank goodness you got a backup eye. Oh, that's not a fart machine. I had chili for lunch. I'll be damned. Somehow a real tarantula got mixed in with the fake ones. And one thing you do not want to hear on April Fool's Day, the unofficial rules. We couldn't think of a prank, so we just hid your heart medication. Being single has its perks. It's so funny. I think I had talked a couple weeks ago, before my birthday, about calling my birthday International Me Day. A day where you wake up when you want, You eat what you want, you wear what you want, you do what you want, you buy yourself a gift. And I thought that's a great idea. Instead of everybody celebrating my birthday, let's all celebrate our own individuality and do what we want that day. And that's when my 29-year-old single daughter said, Dad, keep in mind half the public is single. That's what we do every day. I said, oh, she's got a point. It sounded so liberating and so free. And I go, oh, and then I start getting jealous. I'm like, wait a minute. Some perks to this. I mean, granted, I love having a partner and all, but yeah, there's some perks to being single. I mean, you're pretty much undefeated at rock, paper, scissors. When you're shopping for a car, you can skip right past the minivans. You don't even need to go to that section of the lot. And guess who's always in the mood for sex when you are? You. Yeah, you can leave the toilet seat up. You can leave the toilet seat down. Hell, you can just pee in a bucket. Who cares? You're single, dude. You're having beer for breakfast when your pal Ronnie, who has to drive 3 kids to school, is he doing the same? Probably not. You can wear whatever you want around the house, not be judged, unless it's those Teva sandals. Those are tacky. You gotta stop that. And there's another one, ladies. Hey, Beyonce, she wasn't singing about dedicating songs to all the married ladies, was she? No. And you gals, I know, nobody at work pesters you about how you spent your weekend because they already know it was playing with your cats. A lot of new movies coming out this month. I'm a big movie buff. Love it. Em and I love a good movie. We only go to the movies if it's something that's visually, you know, like a good sci-fi or horror movie, Avengers, something that's going to, where the big screen really helps. Nowadays, we all have these monster screens in our home with great surround sound and bong hits, that kind of thing. So, that, you know, we don't go to the movies as often, but we do watch every movie. Some of them have got, you know, nowadays, they've got everything as a sequel or a prequel or a remake. I get so excited when I see something new come out of Hollywood, which isn't very often. And then you get all the cliches, and you'd think after time they would stop with some of them, but they haven't. For instance, how come every movie somebody gets a parking spot right in front of the business in a major city in the middle of the day, right where they need to be? It's not like 20 minutes of the movie of them just driving around the block 4 times cussing. I know it wouldn't make for a very good movie. Or they turn on the TV and it's magically on the news, which happens to be delivering the exact information the character needs at that particular moment. Have you noticed nobody says goodbye before hanging up the phone? They just kind of do. Or, like, let's say they're trying to hide from the law. The one I saw was in Running Man. You know, Glenn Powell. Dude is buff, right? He's ripped. Like, twice he, like, jumped somebody and got into their clothes. Clothes fit perfectly. Or when someone tries to guess somebody's password, and they do after, like, just a few tries. I'm in! They always say that. And this happens in TV shows too. Getting up in the morning, walking out to the kitchen to a full breakfast, and then taking a couple bites of toast and leaving for work or school. And, oh, I got to do this fast, right? That's always a new. And why is the mom in that, whoever cooked the whole meal, never seems to be furious about this? Okay, have a good day. I'll take care. Have a good day. I'll take care of all of this. Or when people are hiding from bullets behind things that bullets would absolutely pass it. Quick, behind this thin plasterboard wall. Immediately getting in the shower. Here's that. They jump in the shower and turn it on and start showering without ever having to check the temperature a few times to get it. They just jump in. Or when they're like on a building and they jump into a big garbage container full of bags or whatever, it's always soft. They're never getting like speared with something down in them. And it never fails whenever somebody has a paper bag of groceries, there will be a French baguette sticking out of it. And of course, you know, if you have a hotel in Paris, every hotel in Paris faces and has a view of the Eiffel Tower. I've been there twice. My window just faced a big dumpster that somebody dove in. But yeah, he had a baguette with him. It's listener participation time. We always ask you to send stuff in. You sent us in some really cool Ask Maria, some F My Lifes. Now I finally have enough from you to do another episode of
Confessions,
where you've had stuff hanging over your head you have not told anybody about, but this is your place to let it go. You are now in Glenner's confessional booth, and I thank you for sending these in. Shall we start? Here's our first
Confessions.
My husband insists on having photos of dead relatives in the living room, like some sort of shrine. Perhaps he thinks they're still somehow involved with our life somehow. Me, I think it's creepy.
Confessions.
The missus is a lot more attractive than me. I'll get in line. Come on. You always marry up. That's the right way to do it. Well, when we go out, men stare at her. Doesn't really bother me. What does bother me is the nagging. I get it every damn day. Sometimes I wish I was single for the peace of mind, but I'm shallow and she's really beautiful. And I'd never get someone as pretty ever again. May I suggest earbuds?
Confessions.
I'm really annoyed at the 3-digit code on my new debit card because it's 666, but I obviously can't tell anyone.
Confessions.
My name is Michelle. My husband for 20 years called me Shelbo. I told him I hated it. We had an argument and I said I never wanted him to call me that again. He hasn't. I didn't know how much I'd miss it. But now it's a year later and I don't dare ask him to start again. It just wouldn't be the same.
Confessions.
Sorry, Shelbo. 20 years ago, I slept with my best friend's wife, my boss, my wife's cousin, and the fit barmaid from the pub. Thought I was the bee's knees when actually I ruined my life in the space of 5 months. That is so on you, dude. None of us feel sorry for you in this one. Sorry.
Confessions.
Could have been the idiot of the day, too. I was buying my mom a houseplant recently and commented to the woman at the till, how did these houseplants survive before there were houses? She looked at me like I was an absolute idiot and said, they're native to warmer climate countries. Yeah, I'm 54.
Confessions.
Got caught up in a romance scam. Second date, the scammer sent a different girl. But I was so desperate for the company, I went along with it.
Confessions.
Do all my laundry in the house for me, my husband, and the kids. I do it all. But you can bet the smelly dish rags don't go in with my laundry.
Confessions.
At my old job, I would sneak in power naps or two in the restroom. This habit taught me a lot about my coworkers, like the fact my boss, whose walk was easily recognized, never washed his hands.
Confessions.
My in-laws talk constantly. The only peace and quiet I get is when I hide in the bathroom. They now think I have a bowel issue.
Confessions.
Finally, I always try to sign leaving retirement birthday cards at work. I try to be the last one to do it. Then I add little kisses and hugs, X's and O's to the management signatures. And then I want to be present when they get represented and present it to the puzzled expressions on the other coworker's face, wondering why bosses sent them kisses and hugs.
Confessions.
That's brilliant. How many of you are going to do that one? I am so down with that one. That's your confessions, folks. Thank you.
Hey, yo, how you doing? Hey, it's me. Hold on. Hey, get out of the way, you idiot. Oh, my goodness, stupid drivers. Well, you know, I'm the moron in backwards baseball cap. Driving the oversized 4x4 pickup truck? Yeah, that's me blowing past you in the left-hand lane during a snowstorm? Yeah, oh sure, I could slow down, conform, and get in the right-hand lane and all that. But hey, I'd rather make it dangerous for all you guys over there because, yeah, I don't give a damn. Sure you can't see. You'll be just fine, trust me on that. So snowflake and your Subaru in the right-hand lane, you can just suck my truck nuts. Why? Well, because I'm a douche.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
We did it. We were in Vegas, and, you know, we love to go to Vegas. I love dressing up. going out. But it's funny, you dress up, you look nice, wear a suit, something, you know, go around, just hang on. And then you see guys in their Pittsburgh Steeler pajamas, just one. It's like, oh, dude, you're in Vegas, really? These are people in the Midwest that fly to Vegas every other week strictly to gamble. They're not there for food or for parties or to look good. No. They are there for one reason, and that is to waste their children's college fund. That's the only reason. But whatever happened to those? The other night, Emma and I were watching an old movie. I mean old, like 50s, black and white. The one thing, first thing that stands out to you is like, man, everybody dressed sharp. Everybody dressed nice. Even the kids, everybody dressed nice. And then ever since then, we've put in a little less effort with each generation. And the point now, younger generations now, there is almost zero effort putting into, I mean, at least it looks that way. See, now, I don't know, is it just a look? Is that the cool thing, to look like you didn't put any of, or is it laziness? Is it a fashion statement or laziness? The pajamas and Crocs look, or whatever. You know, we were out to dinner, and we saw, you know, Valentine's. Maria's just like smoking hot. I've got this brand new shirt I was sporting. We were looking good. And you look around this very nice restaurant, and I see all the women dressed up looking really nice with their boyfriends who are in Carhartts and backwards baseball hats. Are you kidding me, dude? Stop that. A, don't wear a hat inside. It's just rude, period. Let alone at Valentine's dinner, and you're wearing it backwards. It's like, what are you, 16? Are you gonna chew on a straw, too? Dress codes, man. I know it's a little more effort and what have you, but could you at least just match a little or just look? Here's the thing, too. If you want people to treat you with respect, yeah, I always see these people, younger folks, going, oh, I get treated like hell when I go out. Well, yeah, look at you. You know, and I'm not talking about the ink or the piercings or the bright pink dyed hair. That's cool. Everybody does that now. It's not all that new anymore. You're just conforming like every other person your age now. And I get it. No, we're talking about everything around that. A little effort. Such an old person statement I just did there, and I'm not all that old. Just put a little effort into it, people. And ladies, I tell you what, I'm going to throw it out to you. You guys all looked good a week or so ago on Valentine's. You looked fantastic. The guys, not so much. I should start with, like most women her age, she loves murder shows. The murder channels, the ID network, all that, she's all in. She could kill me 100 different ways and get away with it. Totally convinced of this. But she was so excited because she got picked for jury duty, or she got the summons. She was so excited. And she didn't get chosen. She was so bummed. Meanwhile, the rest of us are doing whatever we can to get out of jury duty. I mean, if you go on trial, let's face it, you're basically being judged by 12 people that weren't smart enough to get out of jury duty. Unless one of them's Maria, who's all in, and she will dot every I and cross every T. She's that one juror that would keep everybody late just because she wants to see a little more evidence. There's so many ways just to get out of jury duty, man. Fake a hate crime against yourself on your way to court. Oh, or you just tell the judge you don't see color or anything else thanks to decades of chronic masturbation. That'll get you in a heartbeat. Simply let the judge know how you feel about her sweet rack. All right, you'll be arrested for contempt, but still. You could say morally questionable things like, I believe R. Kelly, or Miracle Whip is better than regular mayo. Something just real controversial. Repeatedly shriek unhinged, racially charged rhetoric. In other words, act presidential. explain how jury duty disrupts your daily routine of abducting young children. You could, oh, here's a good one. Dress like a pimp and then tell the court you got to split because it's collection day, yo. Keep insisting you have the right to remain fabulous. Oh, here you go. This is simple. This is the best way right there. Just wear Crocs and a fanny pack. The lawyers from both sides picking the jury will just assume you're insane. Remind everyone you believe the death penalty is an appropriate punishment for murder, as well as for loitering or unpaid parking tickets or voting for Hillary. Tell the judge you'll promise to be impartial if he agrees to let you have conjugal visits with the defendant. Or simply just point to the judge and scream, "No, you're out of order! This whole court is out of order!" You know, there was a time when you might be able to guess where someone's from based on their accent. A new survey looked at the regional accents, and they seem to be disappearing as people move, travel, everybody starts to mix in, people from the south moving north, north to the south, east to the west, everybody, we're all getting very blended, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? Variety, it's the spice of life. They listed a bunch of the accents people are hearing less and less. Appalachian. Like, they're the ones that would say fixin' to, like I'm fixin' to. If you go down south, it's Finn. I'm Finn to go do this, I'm Finn to go do that. Southern, things like y'all, I mean, I think Southern, right? Louisiana, Pacific Northwest, like literally Hudson Valley. So if a yard sale, they say tag sale. The Boston accent, oh, it's wicked good for very good, it's wicked, right? New Mexican English, like chili heads, never even heard of it. New York would be like, forget about it, right? The New York accent. Chicago, Jeet, J-E-E-T. You know what that means? It's with a question mark. It means the Jeet. Jeet? Jeet? Want to score a pie? Jeet? They're saying the one that's going the biggest, that's going away, the Southern accent. The Southern drawl is kind of going away. There's not as much of it anymore. That's sad. I love that accent. Because there are certain phrases that only sound right with a Southern accent. When you, am I correct? I mean, think about this. Could you imagine anywhere else somebody saying, "Elvis is still alive"? You have to say it with an accent. How about Roll Tide? You can't say Roll Tide. No, Roll Tide. Get her done. Squeal like a pig. This song here reminds me of that one. This roadkill's good eating. You can't say that with a New York accent. Two tickets to WrestleMania, please. Yes. Say that in California. It just doesn't sound right. Can I get a jump? My house won't start. What's a dentist? Finally, there's one thing we can say that just doesn't sound right unless it's with a Southern accent. Freebird! Freebird!
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Certain things when we do radio ads and stuff that we don't include. Things like car horns, sirens is a no-no, kind of. Because you don't want to hear those in an ad, because then you think there's a siren. That's one of those sounds of danger. Somebody was asking, what's a sound everyone should recognize as immediate danger? Well, obviously, you know. If you're traveling on or under a slope with snow and you hear a deep whooping sound, get the hell out quickly. Cracking of a tree branch or trunk, the sound of a freight train or jet engine nearby if you're in the middle of nowhere, like the deep forest, that's not good. Someone said, if you're in the wild, sudden immediate silence. If you're in the city, anything that sounds too good to be true. Fire alarms, okay. When your mom yells your whole name,
middle name,
you hear your middle name yelled, you're in trouble. Someone said if you have children, the sound of silence means they are up to no good. Lower intestinal gurglings. A hey girl or hey hun from a high school acquaintance who's now a MLM distributor. Yeah, sirens, of course. Sound of a dog about to throw up in the, right? When you hear that sound in your carpet. Uh-oh is a big one, right? Uh-oh is never good. There are certain things when you hear someone say, uh-oh. It's okay. It's something happens. You're in a game or doing something. But there are certain situations you don't want to hear. Uh-oh. Like, let's say your wife looking at her pregnancy test. Or if it's the skydiver strapped to your back. Uh-oh. No. The Jiffy Lube guy looking at your engine. Your urologist giving you a vasectomy. You don't want to hear uh-oh. Or your husband when you ask to go through his phone. The guy using the porta potty right before you. Uh-oh. How about a doctor examining your STD results? Uh-oh, what do you mean uh-oh? Finally, the waiter running your credit card while you're on the first date. Uh-oh. Yeah, about that.
Oh, what's going on, hon?
All right, last week we did a bit. I called you up, and it was, is it romantic or is it a red flag, right? When dating
someone. Oh, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Well, this one is kind of down the same line, but this is a list of that women said they would never date again. Everyone okay. has different tastes, but so these are ones that women would just simply never, ever date again.
Okay.
For instance, someone who thinks it's cute to make you angry or jealous.
Agreed. That would be foolish.
Somebody who's stupid. Not to sound elitist or rude, but these are from other women saying this. But if someone...
No, we get stupid. Stupid is a stupid does.
But if someone can't navigate issues appropriately, you feel more like a babysitter than a partner.
Correct. Now, I know how that feels.
You know what? I'm going to just...
I'll
turn this radio show around right now, little miss.
You're not scaring me, honey.
Here, another lady said someone who's deeply insecure, so they lie about everything. Okay.
Okay. All right.
These are all really obvious.
Sure.
Someone who makes you feel bad about yourself.
See, again, these are too obvious.
Right. Someone who's constantly been in back-to-back-to-back relationships.
Yeah, someone who took this survey or made this survey.
Right. Or the ones that have to tell you how all their exes are crazy. Okay.
Those are huge.
See, these are really all, they're basically, these are kind of like what we did last week. These are red flags, right?
Yeah, but why are you wasting my time? This survey's stupid.
I know. Someone who doesn't care about anything, it's as boring as you can get. Somebody who hates your interests and things you're passionate about.
Again, these are all obvious.
Okay, someone who's self-centered, lacking... Okay, yeah, that's typical. All right.
Okay, all
someone
right.
who's addicted to their phone more than they are into me. Oh, that's a bad one. Oh, here's a good one. The inspiring influencer.
Bye-bye.
Somebody who never admits they're wrong. Someone who has never successfully lived alone. All right, that one might be me. I'm horrible at living.
You and your daughter both.
All right. Oh, here's another one. This one, obviously, from a guy, maybe. Horse girls. Never, never, never again.
Oh, I know a few of those.
So now, horse girls are they kind of like cat women?
Oh, I thought you meant horse face girls. You mean like actual horses?
Horse. Oh, so you know some horse face girls? No, we're talking about... Women who like horses, honey, not who look like horses. Although that's much funnier. I don't think I would date them either.
I should probably end on this note.
Wilbur. Give me a carrot.
I gotta go.
From the farthest north rock station in the world, it's the Crapper Creek Podcast.
Kind of a movie mode, so I thought I'd throw down some odd celebrity facts. You want some?
Did you know when Tupac Shakur died, his mom had him cremated, then she and some of his friends rolled some of his ashes into a blunt and smoked it. Not to be outdone, Keith Richards took some of his father's ashes, snorted them with cocaine. Patrick Stewart. That's right. Dr. Xavier. Captain Jean-Luc Picard. Did not know he was uncircumcised until his wife told him. Wait, I'm what? How did he not? When Elton John and David Furnish entered into their civil union, first got married, Eminem sent them both diamond-encrusted rings. But not the kind you wear on a finger, if you know what I mean. Elton says they've never been used. Here's a wild story. Dick Van Dyke is now 100 years old. Everyone loves Dick Van Dyke. But when he was young, he was a surfer, too. He fell asleep on a surfboard in the ocean, got lost at sea, and he claims dolphins pushed him to shore. Jack Black, who doesn't like Jack Black? Did you know his mom was an engineer? Her name was Judith Love Cohen, and she helped create the system that actually rescued the crew from Apollo 13. Ringo Starr was the first Beatle to try weed. He smoked it with Bob Dylan, and then the rest of them partook. James Cameron thinks he may have been, quote, the last man in the Western Hemisphere to learn about 9/11. At the time of the attacks, he happened to be filming underwater footage of the Titanic and was down there for 12 hours after the attack. Had no idea. Pretty wild, right? Pretty good stuff. Mark Wahlberg, and speaking of 9/11, Mark Wahlberg and Seth MacFarlane from Family Guy and everything else, they were both meant to be on flights that crashed on 9/11. Wahlberg changed his travel plans, and MacFarlane missed his flight due to a hangover. Can you believe that? According to Cher, you know, she's had a few boyfriends over the years. One of them years ago was Tom Cruise. She puts Tom Cruise in her top five of all time when it comes to sex. Oh. Now, a lot of folks know Tim Allen went to jail for cocaine selling coke back in the day. Before his, you know, home improvement days and the whole thing when he was a stand-up comic. Well, he became a snitch after he got arrested for the cocaine possession. And the reason he only did 2 years is he ratted out for a lighter sentence and helped indict 20 other people. Finally, during a visit to a private zoo, Mike Tyson once offered the owners $10,000 to let him fight a gorilla. They declined. Flash ahead. 20 years. And he's fighting Jake Paul. Kind of the same, really, isn't it? Well, that was a good time. We're going to do it again next week in the cabin of Crapper Creek. Thanks for hanging with us. Follow us, like us, love us, share us, would you please? And, of course, check out the Crapper Creek General Store and on YouTube as well. You can follow along on the radio. Just search Crapper Creek, Alaska. You'll find it, and you can rock out to us from anywhere in the world you are. And that's cool. We love having you. Just getting some feedback from you. Makes me do the show better or worse. Next week on the show, confessions, we got Fuck My Life next week. Also, pooping on the bus, taking out the trash, weird shit left on planes, and signs you have not yet arrived. All that and more next week on the podcast.
You've been listening to Live from Crapper Creek, the podcast, with Glenner, produced by Mike Cook. For the full morning show, log on to the live stream at xrock959.com. This has been a Glenn Entertainment production.